I'm looking at a photograph on the BBC website. Let me describe it to you. It looks as if it's a summer's day, and it's a photograph taken in the back garden of a house. And I can see three people playing around a sandpit. There's an adult, a lady. I think she might be the mother of the two children playing in the sandpit. One of the children is a boy. The other, I think, is a girl. I can't quite tell. The photograph's relatively small. Behind them, you can see steps leading up to the villa where they live, and the garden is in bloom. And there's a wall, and along the wall are, I think it might be roses. It's a black and white picture. It's hard to tell. And there's a gate, an iron gate in the wall, only a few yards away from the playing children. Beyond that gate is Auschwitz. This photograph shows the two children of Rudolf Höss, who was the first commandant of Auschwitz, playing in the garden. And they're playing with toys that were made by prisoners in Auschwitz. Only yards away from them is terror and death and misery beyond the whitewashed wall, through the iron gate. A gate which truly leads to hell. It's a photograph, it's a documentary photograph of a moment in time. If you didn't know what lay beyond the gate, it would just be a very pleasant scene. But because of the gate, because what lies beyond it, it's sinister. The article is about, or the accompanying article is about, the descendants of Nazis. Specifically Nazis who were fairly high up and held positions of great power. And the little boy in the photograph grew up believing strongly in the Nazi ideology. And he never disavowed it. He never disavowed his father and his actions. But the article talks about the little boy's son, the grandson of the first commandant of Auschwitz, who carries with him a great burden, a great sense of guilt about what his ancestors, what his grandfather did. I can't imagine carrying that kind of guilt on my shoulders. And nor should this man. He's not responsible for the actions and the deeds of his grandfather. He's not responsible for the beliefs of his father. And it occurs to me that it's very easy for a lot of us, when we look back at our national history, to feel proud. Because we like to see things in black and white, and we like to see our own nations as just, and as having always been that way, and having always been good. But there isn't a nation in the world, not one, where if you scratch a little bit at the veneer, you'll find something that people don't really want to be told about or have shown to them. And I think of this grandchild, now a grown man, and I think of myself, because I look at this photograph of the children playing in the sandpit in the 1940s, and I think of my own grandparents, my Dutch grandparents specifically, who lived through the war in occupied Holland. And during the war, they took in German soldiers. Now, whether they were coerced to do this or whether they did it of their own volition, I don't know. But I know that during the Second World War, and I don't know for how long, but during the occupation of Holland by Nazi Germany, my grandparents housed German officers. But here's the thing. I'm tremendously proud of my Dutch grandparents. Because while Downstairs, they were looking after German officers. Upstairs, hidden in the attic, were Jews. So I look at this photograph on the BBC website of children playing in the garden next to Auschwitz. Auschwitz lies just beyond the gate, the Iron Gate. Knowing that my grandparents saved lives by hiding Jews up in their attic. And I know this to be true. I was introduced to a couple of them once. I don't know if they were brother or sister, or whether it was just one of them who had survived the war and had married and was coming with their spouse to visit my grandparents. But I was very small, but I do remember meeting them. And I spoke about how we like to see things black and white, good and bad. And there's no doubt that my Dutch grandparents were incredibly brave and incredibly good people to have hidden Jews in their attic and protected them. But here's the thing. My mother swears blind that the German officers that my grandparents were looking after knew that in the attic my grandparents were hiding Jews. She's convinced of it. And she's convinced, just as my grandparents were, that these German officers turned a blind eye to what was just above their heads. So I look at the story of Rainer Huss and his grandfather, and I understand why he would feel guilty, but really he shouldn't. He bears no responsibility for his grandparents' actions, just as we bear no responsibility for the actions of our nation committed before we were born. It's not something we participated in. Equally, while it's nice, it's very hard to bask, really, in the glories, past glories of our nations, and to bask in the past glories of our grandparents. Because if we can't feel the guilt and carry the guilt of our grandparents, really, we can't carry the honour of their deeds either. I think that we can be proud of what our ancestors have done, and we can be ashamed if they have done things that we ourselves do not condone. And I think back on my Dutch grandparents, and I do feel a tremendous sense of pride in what they did. And just looking at this photograph and looking at the gate, I just feel very, very proud of my grandparents, that at least because of their actions, some people never experienced what lies beyond that gate.